This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. This vast area of over 500 square miles and larger valley region makes LA home to an entertainment industry that creates scenes through scripts, lyrics, moving pictures, and music. Film and TV soundtracks are heraldic and comedic, noir and mysterious. We'll go from Hollywood studio to neighborhood club for all these worlds of music and musicians in Los Angeles. Local cultures include Mexican East LA, Depression pioneers from the Dust Bowl, and their kids in the Valley in Bakersfield, African Americans in South Central and Compton, sojourners of the Pacific in Long Beach. Fellow travelers in search of better lives, all out on the avenues and freeways of Los Angeles. The first actor in our soundtrack for the City of Angels is Hopped Up on Car Culture with a Central Avenue vibe. It's Chuck Higgins and his mellow tones on American Roots.
Got a motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. Yes, motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, she ride all day, she ride all night. She ride with your partner long as everything's all right. Motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, she ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a four-door Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. When you drive her slow, the kind of stuff she hates. She heard about the power of the Rocket 88. Yes, motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, man, she treats you wrong. Well on, boy. Watch that car there, baby, watch that car. I was driving down the highway doing about 93. Said, step on the gas, darling, and stop that teasing me. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, I take my baby riding, we ride all in the hills. She like the floating power of the Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong.
I keep hoping this morning, just about the break of day, well, I came home this morning, just about the break of day. Found a note from my baby. She's on her way to L.A. Well, I'm going out to Los Angeles. Gonna go down on the avenue. Well, I'm going out to Los Angeles. Gonna go down on the avenue. Gotta find my pretty baby, or ask every soul we knew. in this great big city, where no one takes no pity. Won't someone please help me just to get to Kansas City? Then I'll be on my way from New York to LA. Well, won't somebody please help me? I want to leave this town today.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knees. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Buck Owens, the late singer-guitarist from the okie-arkie Bakersfield country scene north of L.A., and his hit, Act Naturally, about the travails of life imitating art in the movies. That tune performed in the studios of Hollywood's Capitol Records in 1963. Before that, Los Angeles Blues, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, pianist Charles Brown singing with Oscar and Johnny Moore on guitars, giving us a bluesy downside of someone leaving New York City to pursue his love in L.A. L.A. is a fantasy town, shaped as much by the images in movies and television as the work of legendary music studios like Capitol Records.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
We use the same Mike Frank Sinatra and Nat Cole used.
We have Nelson Riddle's conductor stand over here.
Capitol Studios, the hallways are lined with photos of those who recorded here.
And this is Bobby Darin here, looking quite smooth in front of the microphone. Gene Vincent in the Blue Caps. Here's Judy Garland, Johnny Mercer, who helped start the label, and obviously Dean Martin.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
We're at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Built in 1956, this building was the first circular office tower. To me, it looks sort of like a tall stack of 45 RPM singles. A red light on the spire at the top blinks out the word Hollywood in Morse code.
And it's become obviously such an iconic image of Hollywood in general. When you see a movie and they're establishing that you're in Los Angeles, you see the Hollywood sign and then you see the Capitol Records building.
What is it like coming into this building every day, or does it fade into the background?
No, it never fades.
Greg Barkin works with Paula Salvatore to keep things running smoothly at Capitol.
Yeah, it's the kind of building that in your rearview mirror you still look at as you're leaving on the freeway. You still go, oh, yeah, I'm there.
It's walking into a monument every single day of music.
This place is a monument to the past.
And we're walking down the hallway here that leads down into the studios themselves.
Everyone from Miles Davis to the Beach Boys recorded within these walls. But it's also a living and working studio, and you walk down the hallways, music seeping out. On the day we were visiting, producer Nick Patrick was directing overdubs in Studio A for a new record from British singer Russell Watson.
We actually came here 2 years ago to make a Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole type record, and we loved it, and so we came back for this record.
Why here at Studio A Capitol instead of in London?
Because it reeks of history, the studios. You know, second to none. And there's nothing like being surrounded by that musical heritage to be inspired.
Tim Barley's going, yeah?
You're the man.
Farther down the hall, we peer into Studio B. Boxes are spread on the control room floor. Andy Zaks is digging through piles and piles of Rod Stewart recordings for the first ever Rod Stewart compilation.
We're going through several decades worth of tape from a variety of different eras, and we are in search of archival gold.
Is this work or play?
Well, it's definitely work, but there's certainly an element of musical detective. You know, I'm the Indiana Jones of the tape vault, if you will. So I get to go spelunking through history, looking for golden nuggets, I guess.
When the rain came, I thought you'd leave, 'cause I knew how much you love the sun.
One of the people responsible for creating many golden nuggets of music at Capitol Studios is engineer Al Schmidt. He's been in the business for years.
My uncle had a recording studio in New York City. When I was 7 and 8 years old, I would get on the subway and go over to his studio and spend a weekend with him and just set up chairs and watch what was going on. So it's kind of in my blood.
Schmidt started out recording jazz musicians in New York. Work pulled him to California in 1958.
Well, I got here in February, and it was when I left, it was sleeting, and my father met me at the airport, and he had a short sleeve shirt on, and it was about 80 degrees. So he said,
like,
welcome to California. And I said, what the hell am I doing in New York? You know, it was great.
Schmidt went on to record some legendary sessions at Capitol. Henry Mancini, Frank Sinatra.
And he held court and told a lot of stories that I can't tell here.
Sam Cooke.
In the studio, it was a walk in the park. He knew exactly what he wanted.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all.
Schmidt's work can be heard on a wide range of albums. Barbra Streisand, Earth, Wind & Fire, Steely Dan, Neil Young, Queen Latifah, and Dolly Parton.
You know, with Mancini, we would do three, four dates, 3 hours a date, and do an album. With the Jefferson Airplane, the first album I did with them took 5.5 months.
I guess somebody still smokes a pipe in the session, huh?
Not only a pipe, but a lot of other things.
You have to adapt, it seems, to their different social, cultural...
Oh, absolutely. But that's what we all do, you know. We adapt to who we're working with and what kind of music we're doing. So no matter what it is, whether it's a big band swinging or string section or rock and roll, a bunch of guitars, we've got to capture that. It's just making people so comfortable as possible, like they're singing in a living room almost, you know.
For Al Schmidt, Capitol Studios are special in part because of the 8 echo chambers built underground. You send music, like that Dean Martin song we heard, into one end of a chamber, and a microphone picks up the reverberation at the other end. The sound begins like this.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
And it ends up like this.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
They call these echo chambers deep beneath the studios the lungs of Capitol.
She hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just to be.
While skilled craftsmen like Al Schmidt created pictures of sound at Capitol Recording Studios, others created the sound of pictures. The great film composers in One Family Alone, the Newmans, include Emil, Lionel, and Alfred Newman. The name is familiar because they are all uncles of songwriter Randy Newman, noted for his own work in movies like Ragtime, Toy Story, and Cars. The Newmans are a family business of film music. We're hearing a bit of Alfred Newman's 1962 score for How the West Was Won, played by the MGM Studio Orchestra. Today, Alfred Newman's sons David and Thomas have carried on the tradition. Thomas Newman composed scores for WALL-E, The Player, American Beauty. Though he's a sought-after composer in this cultural scene, when you talk to him about Los Angeles, it's the natural world that stands out.
It can appear quite bland. I mean, to people who come from the East Coast and who are used to real verdant environments, to come into a kind of such a dry, barren place is challenging. But if you go up and hike into the Santa Monica Hills, there's just so many views and different ways of looking at the city. Or looking at the city beyond the hills, or seeing horses and dogs by your side and being able to look at Century City and downtown just by glancing up.
It's interesting to hear you speak of it in those terms because I don't think the outside world thinks of LA as that sort of bucolic. Obviously, there still is a lot of beautiful land and people have those experiences, but it's interesting to hear it from the inside out.
Or that a lot of LA, the most beautiful parts of LA, you have to struggle to find. And once you find them, though, it's very unique. A lot of times outsiders, though, they can look at it and say it's just a parched, Spartan landscape. There's no center of town. There's no place to gather. All of which is really valid when you think about a city like New York. This, to me, is acrid smells following, you know, rains and riparian landscapes and babbling brooks. I feel kind of joined to the soil here when I hike the creeks and up into the hills. I feel like I belong without really having to ask myself why. There's just a feeling of in my soul that this is my home.
Film music composer Thomas Newman talking about the topography of Los Angeles as a soundtrack for his work. In a few moments, we'll hear the Rolling Stones' Los Angeles song, cruise with some Hepcats, and hit that all-present auto soundtrack, The Freeway, when American Roots returns.